USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A governor in eastern Ukraine says far fewer people were willing to evacuate after a missile strike on a train station killed dozens Friday. The governor wrote on Telegram that nearly 600 people were helped by volunteers to escape the province. Ukraine's state railway company said it was trying to evacuate as many people as possible. 52 people were killed in the missile strike. 98 were injured. A surprise visit for everyone in Kyiv.
You're looking good. Oh, it's an absolute pleasure to see you. What a fantastic to see you.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in the capital city. Johnson's pledging military assistance, including 120 armored vehicles and new anti-ship missile systems. He already promised an additional $130 million worth of high-grade military equipment. Zelensky called on other Western leaders to follow the UK's example. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Two men were acquitted of all charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. 24-year-old Daniel Harris and 33-year-old Brandon Caserta walked while the jury deadlocked on 38-year-old Adam Fox and 46-year-old Barry Croft Jr. Former federal prosecutor Patrick Miles tells television station WZZM that he was surprised of the outcome considering that other co-defendants got plea deals.
When you have two of their co-defendants who were cooperating with the prosecution because they had pled guilty, and you have undercover FBI agents testifying, usually that should be sufficient to persuade a jury, but in this case, it just wasn't.
Fox and Croft remain in custody as the government decides whether to have a new trial. The major indexes on Wall Street ended the week on a low note. They also remain down for the year to date. The Dow down 4.5% for the year, the Nasdaq off by 12%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The sports world is remembering Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins. Haskins was working out with teammates in South Florida, getting ready for the next season. Early Saturday morning, he was hit by a dump truck on a highway. A spokeswoman for the Florida Highway Patrol says he was attempting to cross the westbound lanes of Interstate 595. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin said he was devastated and at a loss for words, adding Haskins was one of the team's hardest workers on the field and in the community. The 24-year-old spent two seasons with the Washington Commanders before signing with the Steelers last season. Federal authorities are ready to put their foot down when it comes to unruly passengers in the friendly skies. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
The Federal Aviation Administration said on Friday it wants to impose its largest ever fines on two airline passengers involved in violent incidents last summer. The FAA has proposed a civil penalty of just under $82,000 against a passenger who struck a flight attendant on the head, tried to open a cabin door and headbutted and spit and tried to kick crew members and passengers even after she was placed in flexible handcuffs. The FAA also seeking a fine of just over $77,000 against a woman who tried to open a cabin door during a flight and bite another passenger repeatedly before she was restrained by the crew.
Listen to us anytime at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.